Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is co-producer. This is co-producer with a Hodge to Hodge podcast. Tonight we have the podcast messenger. If you check the screen, it's set for a 60-minute show, but that's an error. It's going to be a 30-minute podcast. Tonight, Brother Messenger will be joining us at some point during the show. But in his absence, I'm going to try and bring the message. I have me and Sister Tippy on the phone tonight, and we're going to talk about the goodness of God. How you doing, Sister Tippy?
I am doing well, co-producer. Good selection of music this evening, by the way.
that's the message of theme. Tonight we want to talk about God is talking to you. And when I say God is talking to you, again, we don't have to have a lightning bolts in the sky. I'm sorry, or whirlwinds for us to understand that God is constantly talking to us. He is a part of everything that we do and every thought that we have. When we begin to understand that it is His will that will be done, and let me tell you, regardless of you play along or not, it is the will of God that will allow us to live this thing that we call life. It's the will of God that allows us to look at our brother man and to be able to say, I'm going to put myself in a position to help you. It's the will of God, again, that helps us get up every morning and be about our day. When I say God is talking to you, again, Brother Messenger likes to tell us, he talks to us when you have the idea or the notion to do something. The Spirit of God is usually the first voice you're going to hear or recognize, and it is always designed to bring us to our better selves. We talk about live your best life. Well, when you understand that you are a part of the Creator, then you understand that everything you do is designed to help you live your best life.
Amen.
So as we go about our day and go about our lives, it's important that we understand that we all exist solely, purely, and exclusively for the Creator. He has the Creator, and I don't mean He. The Creator has endowed each and every one of us. And when I say each and every one of us, I mean all living creatures with a part of His Spirit. And when you come to the knowledge or understanding that the part of his spirit, when it is no longer in you, then you are no more. And if you can wrestle with that concept or be at peace with that concept, then the concept or the universal understanding that we have to be better people should be easy to grasp. When you understand that you exist only because God's spirit is within you, and when God's spirit leaves you, then you are no more. So why is it impossible for us to believe that we are godly? Because I'm here tonight to tell you that as a people, we are extremely godly. God has given us the opportunity, the ability, and the authorization to live our best life. A lot of people come into the understanding of God has given us this authority. God has given us free will. So in some sense or some form of thinking, we have the free will to disobey the Creator. Well, I'm trying to tell you, there isn't that much free will in the world. I'm sorry, isn't that much free will in the world that the Creator would allow you a sense or the capability to disobey what it is that He wants from you, or the Creator wants from you? And when I say that full well knowing that all the Creator wants from us is that we create and live our best life. It's not important that you pray to Him 5 times a day. It's not important that you starve yourself in what some people call as a fast to show your connection or your closeness to the Creator. I personally don't believe any of that is important. I don't believe it's important that you be symbolically baptized in Jesus' name or in anyone's name in order to receive the right or passage to heaven. I just don't believe that. Now, let me tell you, I don't knock it, because let me tell you, it can't be harmful. You going somewhere, getting baptized in Jesus' name, it ain't a bad thing. I mean, there's no downside to it. I just try to educate people to the fact that it may not be necessary. Okay, if living your life and going back to see the Creator, which here's a news flash, you really have no choice in that. You really have no choice in where you end up. We had a conversation, I think, me and Sister Purr, about the dash. You look on tombstones, or you look on tombstones of people. What you'll see is the year they were born, a dash, and then the year the Creator took His spirit back. And we talk about all we have is that dash, and in that dash, that's where we get the opportunity to create our best life. And when I say in that dash, because your birth date is preset, and the day you expire, it's preset. Believe it or not, it's already understood. So in between that birth date and that expiration date, you've got a dash, and sometimes that dash will extend itself 5 minutes. Sometime that dash will extend itself over 100 years. But everybody's got that dash in order to create the best life they possibly can. And I have to ask, what are you doing with your dash? Are you using your dash for self-interest only? Or are you taking advantage of your dash in order to help somebody else's life be a little better? Because again, That's all we have. And you think you may live 100 years, you may live 5 years, but that dash, that's all you have. So what I want to do with my dash, with my dash, I want to make sure that I am in full understanding and in full concert with the Creator, and I allow the Creator to order my footsteps so that I may be a benefit to myself, which will allow me to be a benefit to everybody that I meet.
Right.
We talk about benefiting ourselves in the same respect that we talk about loving ourselves. And if you don't love you, it is literally emotionally impossible for you to love anything else.
True.
You can tolerate a lot of things. You can pacify a lot of things, but if you haven't started at the basics of first learning to love yourself, then I tell you, it's impossible to love your offspring. It's pretty much impossible to love your spouse, because again, you have love comes from a base, and if that base don't start with you loving you, then everything else that's going to come from that base is superficial and it's not real.
Right.
God is talking to us. God is talking to us in an everyday voice, but we sometimes are so sidetracked with hearing the hoopla. I need the sky to open up and strange colors to come out so that the universe knows something spectacular just took place. Well, I'm here to tell you, we need none of that. Mm-hmm. If the sky opened and a panoramic ray of colors came from the sky and you got your blessing, is that any different than you sitting here talking to yourself, which is what I now call praying, talking to yourself and getting in contact with the God inside of you and getting the blessing? Is there a difference? The blessing is a blessing. And contrary to popular belief, I don't – now, again, here's a very opinionated – I don't believe that the God I serve and the God who orders me needs all that excitement. I don't think he needs all that publicity. I don't think so. I think that our God is so – my God is so awesome and so powerful. If you never said his name, I think he'd be fine with you. So again, we talk about God is talking to us. We talk about the dash that you can that is what we now consider your life. In that dash, take the time out to have a conversation with God. I mean, again, and people call it praying. I replace praying with I'm going to talk to God, because let me tell you something. When we talk about praying, that means I am, when I pray, the concept of prayer is to invite God into your situation so that he may resolve it for you. Well, I'm here to tell you, I don't have to invite him into my situation, because he is I and I is he. He is already in my situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to, and I don't serve a God that that needs to be reminded of anything. You think if I'm in pain, it satisfies my mind to talk to him, to talk to the Spirit and invoke healings and blessings. But let me tell you, if you are a true believer, and when we truly understand that the Creator guides all of this for us, there's no need for that. And again, when I say there's no need for that, please don't understand that as it's useless. Me praying to God, now I understand where you say where two or three of you join, there I'll be in the midst also. I say where I open my eyes or where I breathe, he's in the midst.
Right.
So when I talk to God, it is equal, it is tantamount to 100 people talking to God. See, because my God is Or one, exactly. That's all it needs. That's all you need is you. When people start to summon prayer warriors, and again, I want to try to choose my words very carefully. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That is no more than a custom that we have become accustomed to.
Or a
that
comfort.
Is all
for.
And again, and comfort isn't bad. And comfort isn't bad. And again, that's the thing that kind of sold this whole religious atmosphere to the new civilization. It's a comfort. You are being taken advantage of, but I'm going to find you a verse in this book that tells you just go with it. just go with it. It's going to be all right because this is not what I do. This is what the Bible is telling me to do. It's a comfort. And let me tell you, as crazy as it may sound, that superficial comfort probably helped us elevate from a prior bad state to where we are today. So I don't knock the comfort. And I'm trying to pick my words very carefully. But when I say comfort, and when I say talk to God, when I say living the dash, all this comes into fruition when you open your eyes. And when I say your eyes, your heart, your inside, I don't want you to see out. I want you to see in and see that there is a godly spirit bubbling, roaming inside of you. And when you connect with it, I promise you that nothing that you do will be the same ever again. Now, let me tell you something. It doesn't mean that you're going to go from a robber to a priest. It doesn't mean that. It probably means is you'll start out still robbing, but now your conscience will beat you a little bit until you get to the point where you understand, I don't need to do this anymore. See, sometimes we pray for forgiveness. We seek this thing they call being saved or salvation when you already have it. And when you are living a certain type of life, it doesn't always mean that once you have salvation, everything just changes for you in the twinkling of an eye. I just personally don't believe that. As with everything else, there's a process. If I am a murderer, and murdering is what I do for fun, And I know it's a bad example, but just stay with me. If murdering is what I do for fun, real bad, but I like to go to the extremes on the continuum. But if murdering is what I do for, and now I open my eyes and I understand that I have God in me, I'm not going to tell you that the next person who probably would have been my victim for murder might not get a good butt with him, but I probably won't kill him. You see, because now we're starting the conversion or the transformation process. Doesn't mean that I go from murderer to pushover. That's not what it means. Because just like I learned what people would call murderous ways, just like I learned them, I don't forget them. But salvation, and when I say salvation, I speak of salvation when you realize that God is a part of you. That's the salvation I speak of, not you on the end of a morning bench praying and banging on wood for hours waiting for your salvation to come. That's not the salvation I speak of. I speak of the salvation that says you took an introspective look at yourself and you see how magnificent you are because you understand God's spirit dwells in you. That's
Amen.
The salvation. That's the salvation that I speak of. Again, God is talking to us, folks. God is telling us that. And again, and I hate to take this to a political on the platform, but a little demon like your current president, Brother Messenger teaches us that all things work for the good. And let me tell you something. As jacked up as he's going to have this country by the time they either impeach him or vote him out of office, It's going to teach the nation that, okay, we're going to rally together for a while. And I say for a while, and I do mean for a while, because as soon as we get things back on track, because they're not on track right now, America, but as soon as we get things back on track, here's what happens with the America, with us. We understand things are good, and then it's like a light bulb goes off and says, hey, wait a minute, hold on. I didn't like you before we had this tragedy. Now that we have this tragedy out of the way, I'm not going to like you again. And again, I hate to say this, but that's real. But see, now, if while we're going through the tragedy and while we're coming together as a nation, again, we understand that we have the power and the ability to overcome. And we have that because the Spirit of God, which is an awesome spirit, resides inside of us. So now when we make that confirmation or we make that change, we don't need to go back to, I don't have to remember why I didn't like you. All I remember now is we had a crisis and we came together and we worked on it and we fixed it. And now we're back on the same road. And again, it might, some might say I'm dreaming. But I'm not the only one.
I'm not the only one.
Okay, so this can be real. And again, it might sound like a make-believe or a fictitious place, but that can be right here. And all it's going to take is for us to slow down a little bit and allow the Spirit of God to manifest itself in our speech, in our walk, and in our talk. And I guarantee, depending on how fast the Creator wants to change, the change is going to come. We just have to work at it. What has God done miraculous in your life this week, Sister Tippy?
Way too many to mention, but it's funny. I spend a lot of time being grateful, you know? I mean, the fact that I was seen today and not viewed reminds me that I'm grateful. You know?
I hear you.
I'm blessed, dude. I'm blessed.
Well, you know what?
I'm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know me. I mean, I got obstacles stacked. Single female, I got my own home, I got a lot of things that I do on my own, and I have Parkinson's disease, and yet I'm blessed. Every day I'm grateful. I just give it all to God. I am grateful.
And you know what? Grateful is what we all should be. And again, I know we all in life have our own set of different circumstances that might make us think that we're not where we're supposed to be. But all I can say is everybody is exactly where they're supposed to be. There's a reason for the season, so to speak. We just have to understand that if it's my season, then that's the reason why I go through what I go through. And sometimes what we call going through really is bringing somebody else out. Somebody just heard somebody just heard your words about what it is you go through. And I guarantee somebody just said, you know what? What I got ain't that bad. What I go through ain't that bad. And again, it's just a case of just promoting your best life. And when we promote our best life, what we tell people is, again, none of us are perfect.
You know, my fault.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
The other day I was in line at Kroger. I had to buy a money order. For the first time, I think in my life, I had to buy a money order. So I'm standing in line, and it was a slow line. Lady behind me was complaining. And she kept saying to me, like, do you believe this? Do you believe how long, you know, do you believe how long this has taken? And I said, you know, if this is the worst thing that happens to me today, this is a fabulous day. You know, I may not have everything, but I got it way better than most. And I can't complain about this. And she got real quiet and she said, you know what? Me too. Me too. And we just stood there and grinned like idiots and just went about our business. And, you know, just remember.
Sometimes.
I guarantee somebody's got it worse than I do. Somebody.
Well, once again, rather than even thinking someone has it worse than you, just say somebody's got it better than you. Or you've got it better than somebody. No, I'm not the boss of anybody, but I'm just when we talk about, because no, see, when we use words like worse, what's worse?
No, you're right.
That's all. You know, so again, if we speak with the power that's in us, or from a power position that we all have, that's all. We keep it always moving forward, so to speak.
I mean, if the worst thing that happened to you today is that you had to stand in line, I mean, come on, that is nothing.
You're right; it is nothing. And sometimes, when we sit back, just as you're doing, and take stock and what we did today and what was the worst part of our day, it should make you say, "God, I thank you." I mean, okay,
amen.
You already knew I was going to say it, God, but God, I thank you, because the worst thing happened to me was I had to wait in a line today, and there was probably somebody somewhere would die to be able to have the funds to wait in that line.
Or the time. What if somebody may have passed today? They might have gone to glory today. And what would they have done to be able to wait in line just a few more minutes, you know? I don't know, man. I'm grateful. And I'm not better. I'm just grateful.
And again, there's a big difference between grateful, boastful, arrogant, or whatever else. I think that me personally, I join you in the I'm grateful because I can do a lot of things through the godly spirit that guides me. In fact,
I mean,
not a lot of things. I can do all things.
Look at you, co-producer. Your military background, some things that you've, your tours, your overseas stuff. I mean, none of the details. I'm not saying that. But, how many close calls or I don't even know. I'm just saying. You leave the safety and comfort of your home to protect others. There has to be gratitude in you. I mean, I don't know you, but you know what I'm saying? There just
I
has
understand.
To
yeah.
be.
And trust me, there is. There's a lot of gratitude because,
enough.
Like I said, just to sit here on this podcast, after some of the things that we or me go through in life, I count it all joy. I really do. I count it all joy. And the more I understand and count it joy, the more I can feel His Spirit guiding me.
Right. And that's not just a result of age or time or, it's enlightenment. And
again, it's just... understanding what you believe, and what I believe is God's spirit rests and dwells in the body of everybody. I believe that when God takes His spirit, you are no more. I also believe when God takes His spirit, He takes it. He doesn't send it anywhere. When He takes His spirit that He gave you back from you, your spirit dwells with the Creator until there is no more. That's what I believe.
I think He calls you home, Hodge. I think He calls you home.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I thank everyone for joining the podcast tonight. I hope I did a decent job standing in for my big brother and the brother of the world, the messenger. And we'll be back Sunday night, 9 o'clock, with a podcast, The Messenger. Hey, thanks for hanging out, Sister Tippy. You have a wonderful evening.
You do the same, co-producer. Back at you.